that's a good kickoff, ain't it? Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 6. Certainly is good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning, and it is especially good for me and Esther to be at home. We were thrilled just to realize that we were going to be here. And one of the reasons is we never know what's going to happen. So I like it that way. And we appreciate what the Lord has already said, what He's already done. These young'uns being brought around this altar just touched my heart. Isn't that so much potential right there for the Lord to use? And oh, how sweet it is. And I praise the Lord for that. And I do want to say in the beginning, thank you to the church for all your help and support for us as we are somewhere about every week. But I want you to know that it's laid up to your account. On Friday night, something unusual happened for us. Every now and then you'll have one saved here and one saved there, but there's 11 folks got saved. And it was a real genuine service, and so I praise the Lord for that. But I was thinking while I was getting saved that that's laid up to your account as you help us, that truck we drive and pull that camper. You bought that truck for us, and every mile we put on it is laid up to your account. And I just want to say thank you, and I know the Lord's going to, He does. All I have to do is come back here, and I can see He's rewarded you greatly. And I praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for Brother Ken, Sister Renee, and the family. You're just blessed here, I'm telling you. Just blessed. And on top of that, I came this morning and got to vote four times. I was just thrilled. I had no idea. That ought to be enough for 20 years, I guess. I love it. That's an inside joke there, but I love it. All right. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 6, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness." Now, anybody can shine light in the darkness. You can take your flashlight and shine it into any old dark place. But God commanded the light to do what? Shine out of darkness. It shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You can be seated. John's Gospel, chapter 3, said there was a man of the Pharisees by the name of Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, who came to Jesus by night. I want to preach for a few moments this morning on this subject, out of darkness. Out of darkness. By nature, there are places and circumstances that we as people are frightened of, and we try to avoid it. We all have our phobias, don't we? Some of us may be scared of heights. Others are scared of germs. Still some are afraid of insects, spiders, and so on. And there are others that are fearful of reptiles. Snakes. They are squirmy, that's for sure. But I tell you, I think one of the places most feared by the most people is the place of darkness. We're afraid of the night. Psalm 91:5 said, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, Song of Solomon 3, verse 8 said, "Every man hath his sword upon his thigh because of fear in the night." Probably every individual here has been afraid at some point in your life or has been spooked in the night. I remember one night in the parsonage where we were living, I got up to get a drink of water in the dark, made my way to the refrigerator. I didn't realize that my wife had already gotten up. She was stirring around. There's a little door right there, doorway right by the refrigerator that went into the dining room. And so I paid no attention. I just, by what little light that I could see, I made my way to the refrigerator. I grabbed the handle of the refrigerator door facing around, and I just glanced over. She was standing there with a white gown on. All I saw was the gown. No head, no arms, no feet. That was a scary time. I remember back when I was probably 8 or 9 years old, my dad sent me down what was called Upton Creek in West Virginia to get him a pint of liquor. And you would have to go to West Virginia to understand that. In West Virginia, when you say a holler, it's a holler. I mean, it is. I mean, it's two mountains that come down very closely, and then room for a creek and maybe just a little old road, and that's about the way that was. It was about dusk when I started walking down through there. I had no flashlight or anything. There was a pretty heavy moon, which I was glad for. And I can remember walking down that long holler, and I went up to this little old house on the side of the hill and knocked on the door, and this big old heavy set lady came to the door. It was a black neighborhood. And she said, "Son, can I help you?" I said, "Well, yeah, my dad," and I gave her his name. I said, "He sent me down here to get some liquor." And so I slid the money in. She just opened the door about that much, gave her the money, and she gave me the bottle of liquor. And then she did something that horrified me. I was already scared to death of lions and tigers and bears and black folks jumping out off the thing and everything. I mean, I was in a known, you know, it wasn't a safe zone for me. And so she come out of the door, just cracked that much and stuck her hand up in the air, and she hollered out. She said, "Now, if there's anybody out there that's going to hurt this boy," she said, "I'm going to come out there and shoot him." I said, "Well, there must be somebody out here." You wouldn't be saying that, talking in the dark. Only thing is, she's so big she couldn't get through the door. I knew that they weren't going to. And I'm going to tell you, the most fearful night I think I ever had was walking back up out of that holler back to the house, because I was just afraid anything alive was going to jump out and get me. A fearfulness of the dark. And I thought about that in relationship to the Christian life. I thought about that in relationship to the child of God. I thought about that in relationship to the Lord, and how that you and I are fearful of the dark spiritually, not only physically, but we're fearful of the dark spiritually. We don't want to enter into that darkness. But I would say to you in the beginning that God made the dark. Did you realize that? He not only made the light, but Psalm 104, verse 20 said, "Thou makest darkness, and it is night." God made the day, and He also made the night. That was in His plan. Now, I began to study plant life and, of course, physical growth. And I've been told by what I read, by those who are scientists in that area, that not only does plant life need the sun for the chloroform and to produce the greenery by day, but a real healthy plant has to have some darkness. And then in physical growth, that for your bodies to develop as they need to develop, there has to be some time of darkness. There has to be that time of rest. And I even read that that the best rest that you'll get is in the darkest places. If you leave a light on or something like that, your brain just picks up on that. And children growing, yes, they have to have the daylight, as we all do, but to be healthy, there has to be those dark times where you must rest. And so God made the darkness for a reason. And then I was amazed to find out that God even dwells in the darkness. Solomon said that. He said, "Thou dwellest in the thick darkness." And the scripture said back when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, that all the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And so God has created darkness, and many times God is in, the scripture said, dwelleth in that thick darkness. And then the psalmist tells us that the Lord not only made the darkness and dwells in the darkness, but He puts us in the darkness. Sometimes if you are in the darkness, you want to blame the devil for turning the light off. And you want to give him the credit for where you're at when all along God created a dark place and put you in it. The psalmist, or Jeremiah said, "He has set me in dark places." Think about how dark it was for Jonah in the belly of the whale. Think about how dark it was for Joseph when he was put down into the pit. There are some dark... Think about how dark it was for Daniel when he was put into the lion, the den of lions. There are some dungeons, some dark places. And the scripture said, "He has set me in those dark places." And I don't know about you, but I must confess that my Christian life has not always been one of daylight. But there have been some times when it seemed as though that it was pitch dark. And in that pitch darkness, I could see no one else, nor I could see no light at the end of the tunnel. But I sat there, and as the scripture said, I groped in that darkness. Have you ever been there? A darkness, a place that is so fearful. A darkness is a place to where you feel all alone. A darkness is a place to where you seem to be endangered. You have no defense because you don't know where anything is or what might leap out at you or what the outcome may be. You are in the darkness. The darkness. But here's what blessed me. Isaiah 45 and verse number 3. And I want you to picture yourself in darkness, the darkness of circumstances and situations, as the dear sister was testifying about the battles as far as the family is concerned, brings those darknesses, the health situation, whatever it may be, that will bring you to that place to where you just can't see any light. Isaiah 45 and verse 3. "And I will give thee the treasures of darkness." Did you realize that in the midst of that darkness that you don't want to be in, and you're trying to avoid, and that you are most fearful of and afraid, that God said that in your dark places there are some treasures. There are some things that are called treasures because you're not going to find these things in the daylight. You're not going to find these things on the mountaintops. You're not going to find these things in the day, in the times of which everything seems to be lighted up. But He said, "In your darkness, I will give thee the treasures of darkness." What I want to say to you, children of God, you may not be sitting in no darkness today, and I hope you're not. But if you are, and if you do, don't be discouraged in that darkness, because while you can't see it, there are some wonderful things that God wants you to lay hold on in that darkness that no one else knows anything about in the light. Now think about it. I want to enumerate and mention some of the treasures that are found and some things to men that found some treasures in darkness that I never even contemplated what came out of darkness. I was thinking about Abraham when he got his covenant in Genesis chapter number 17 when the sacrifice was slain and cut in two, and the scripture said that there came a darkness over Abraham. But it was in that darkness that the Lord began to tell Abraham all about the covenant and the promise that would be eternal. In his dark experience, God began to reveal to him the promises out of the darkness. I thought about the children of Israel down in that dark place called Egypt. Did you know that the Passover took place at night, not during the day? When the ram, the lamb was slain and the blood was put upon the doorpost, that took place at night. Do you know that the children of Israel were redeemed out of Egypt at night time? Did you know that it was at night when the Red Sea was split and the children of Israel crossed over in the dark and then by morning's light saw what God had done? The Lord may want to amaze you that while you're sitting in your darkness and you don't know what to do and don't have anything to do and cannot do anything, that God's doing a lot. And by morning light, you'll be able to see that God has done so much more than you could have ever done in your own power. Can you imagine? He led them out of the and across the Red Sea, but the Bible said they did it by night. Did you know that manna was given in the dark? The Bible said that the dew fell, and when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. So it is in the darkness, when you couldn't see it, that God was bringing down the food for the children of Israel. It is in the darkness that He was leading them across that Red Sea. It is in the darkness that He redeemed them. And it was in the darkness that the manna came down. I was thinking about the prophets of the Old Testament. I was thinking about Daniel specifically, but you could include all of them. But when the king needed an answer and he couldn't get it out of his wise men, because all they ever knew anything about is what they saw in the daylight. That's a problem with the church in this hour. All it knows is what it sees in the daylight. It operates off of artificial light. And, that might get you through the artificial, it might get you through the mechanics of the day, but honey, it ain't gonna help you when the darkness sets in. And the power is off. The artificial power is off, and you're sitting in your darkness. You're going to need more than that daylight stuff. So what happened was it was great revelations that the Bible said that the Lord came to Daniel and gave him visions in the night. Now, if you want to know why God will many times put a preacher, your pastor, into some dark situations, and you can see it and you can hear it in his voice, is because he don't want to give you no daylight sermons. He wants to get the man of God in the darkness, and then he wants to command the light to shine out of darkness. And when that man of God has been in a dark place to where he can't hear nobody, nothing, and then the Lord comes in and creates that light, and boy, he'll give him a truth in the dark that'll shine as bright as the star. And that light will come out of his darkness, and he'll stand up on Sunday morning And brother, you can tell that he's been in the dark when he opens the text and he begins to preach, and God has given him a glorious light to help the children of God not only to see by light, by day, but to see by night. And he'll give him eternal truths that you can't never turn the light out on. If God ever tells you something in the dark, you won't ever doubt it in the daylight. But it'll be something, a truth, that will hold fast for you the rest of your days because you saw it in the dark. Now, I was thinking about that, I quoted there in John chapter number 3, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. And then I looked on over there while Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. That's when he quoted that verse that is probably the most well-known verse in the Bible. John 3:16. First time it was ever mentioned was spoken from the lips of Jesus to Nicodemus in the dark. And in the darkness of that night, can you imagine hearing for the first time in the darkness of that night, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. What a light that shined out of darkness that you can't ever turn off. And how many times has that light shined down through the years? 2,000 years. And children of God, it's as bright as it was the night it was first spoken. And you can see it in the daylight, or you can see it at dusk, or you can see it in dark. God commanded that word, that light, to come out of darkness. Now I want to say that as a preacher, and I'm glad the Lord called me to preach, but I'm going to tell you it's an uneasy calling, because most of God's real words that He gives you will come out of the dark. Now everybody knows what's spoken in the day. But Jesus said to His disciples, He said, what I tell you in the night, speak ye in the daylight. And the truth of the matter is, everybody knows all this flippant daylight stuff, because it comes from the seminaries and cemeteries, and it comes from the minds of men and human thinking and human reasoning and all that other stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. When a man of God preaches, or when a child of God gets put off in the dark, what God will do in that darkness, He'll speak some light and command some light that, honey, there ain't no professor in the whole universe that knows anything about. There ain't nobody that could ever comprehend it. And it'll be just a truth that'll stand through the test of times. And when your young'uns and your grand-young'uns come around, you'll still be sharing that night truth, that dark light with them. And, honey, it'll work and shine. Hallelujah. One of the things as a preacher that I have battled, I battled this from a child. It's not something that, and that is depression. And I have battled it my whole life. But I have realized as a preacher that in my darkness is where my truth comes from. And it's when I'm sitting in that darkness that the Holy Ghost will come. And I'm not saying this in a bragging way, but it is a gift. And most preachers will say to me, Brother Danny, you have an insight on Scripture that we don't hear anywhere else. Well, it ain't because that I've got a good mind. It's just because I'm sitting in the darkness. And I'm not seeing what everybody else is saying in their commentaries and everything, although I'm reading them. I just seem to sit in my darkness, and my wife knows all about that. And all of a sudden, while I'm sitting in my darkness, the Lord comes on and commands a light. And boy, when He commands that light, I said, Lord, I want to get to the saints. And I want to tell them, because I know it's going to help them. What You've showed me in the dark will help them in their light and in their darkness. And so there's just so much that comes out of that darkness. as God commanded the light. And I don't know where, as I say, where you may be even today, but if you are in the dark or you ever get in the dark, look for those treasures that the Lord can give you out of that darkness, because God is in that darkness with you. John 1, verse 5, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Did you know that most of Jesus' ministry, or much of it, was spent in the dark? I didn't realize that until I began to read it. When he walked on the water, it was dark. When he stood on the side of ships and commanded the winds and waves, it was dark. Did you know that when he had communion, that last communion was at night? And did you know that when Judas betrayed him, the scripture explicitly says that Judas went out to betray him and after he kissed him, and it was night? Did you know that he was tried by night? Did you know that the crown of thorns and so on happened by night? Did you know that his great prayer as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane was by night? He was in the dark. And did you know that when he hung on the cross, leaving this world, his last 3 hours was spent in the dark? But children of God, he wasn't afraid of the dark. Why? Because he was the light. And he is the light. And thank God, neither should you and I be afraid of the dark, because the Bible says we were saved out of darkness. God, when he saved you, he commanded light to shine out of darkness. And every real work that he does in your life, if you're wondering why there are trials and tribulation, is God's wanting to show you something in the night. And oh, how it will sustain you, how it will help you as it shines out of that darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Did you know, I was reading, I used to have some hives, about 5 different hives, bee gums for bees. And I loved to, I'd set my camera out outside of them, I'd film. But it really never dawned on me until I read this that all honey, and how many of you love honey? You like honey? Did you know that all honey is made in the dark? Inside of that, even if it's a tree, they'll go up in that tree, but inside of that bee gum, it's dark in there. And they make all that honey in those dark places. And I thought about that. I thought about what a work goes on that we don't even know anything about. We can't even see it. Oh, we'll see a bee fly out and shoot out here and there. But honey, I'm going to tell you, there's something taking place on the inside in the darkness. In the dark. Psalm, or Isaiah 42, verse 16 said, I will make darkness light before them. 2 Samuel said, for thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. Aren't you glad that in the midst of your darkness, God has some wonderful treasures? There's some truths in there. There's some wonderful things that will thrill your heart and will sustain whatever comes out of that darkness, as I said, will sustain you in the light and in the night, because it came out of dark experiences. It came out of the night. But good news, children of God, the Lord is in the darkness with you. And while he's in that darkness, he's not shining a light. He's creating light. You say, boy, it's so dark around my house. My son, my daughter, I don't know what's going to happen to them. God can create light. The only way you'll ever get any help is through created light. The rehabilitations of society, the intellectual abilities are not going to change the darkness. But thank God, aren't you glad when an old sinner as was baptized here today, when an old sinner that is lost and on the road to hell, and all of a sudden when you see them, it's almost God. It's like God has turned on a light in their soul. And you can see it in their eyes because He has commanded the light to shine out of their darkness. I'm glad the Lord knows what to do in the night. And He commandeth the light to shine out of darkness. Just a thought on my heart. I wonder this morning if you've been handling any darkness. Oh, don't run from it. Don't agonize with it. Don't try to get out of it. Best thing you can do in your darkness is just sit down somewhere if you can find a place. Wait on the light. Because I promise you, the Lord will bring light out of the dark. Let's stand by our heads. Father, we thank You for